Get Carmen and Yurko Pods on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Danny, Jeff, JR, Hoodie and I back 7 a.m. tomorrow. A lot of fun, a lot of phone calls. Appreciate all of you. Thank you, Chuck Garfine and Albert Breer. Normally we have Anthony Rizzo on Tuesdays, but they have a doubleheader today, so he'll join us tomorrow after the Cubs and Dodgers play two today. Crosstalk brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Get in on the Preakness action. You got in on the Derby action. Download the Club Hawthorne app. Watch and wager from anywhere. Details at HawthorneRacecourse.com. And IDOT, driving responsibly. Construction of work zones really is a matter of life or death. Please pay attention. Learn more online or through social media at LifeOrDeathIllinois.com.
Carm and Yurko. Bum, 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 bum. What's up, fellas?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Boys?
What's up, fellas? Hey, you guys are just outside. What's it look like out there?
Dreary.
Yeah, dreary.
Rain coming?
Yeah, drizzle. A drizzle, not a rain.
Yeah, it's just like an annoying drizzle. I think it's going to clear up, though.
Cubs going to get the game in there? First game of the double
They're going to get both in.
I think they'll get them both in.
I always say that when there's a chance to win two, you want to get them in.
So, what about the Dodgers? Would you like to skip those?
It looks
tough.
No, they might play a little bit better. They might simplify everything and just go ahead and go on the attack. Could be nice to see.
By 11 o'clock, 0% chance of precipitation.
How about this evening?
So, good.
This evening looks okay. Just cool.
Did it even rain here yesterday?
Yeah, it did by my house.
It did by me.
Last night. 10 minutes?
Last night.
On and off for probably, I'd say...
45 minutes?
Yeah, maybe an hour, a little more by me.
I was promised a lot and was given a little.
Yeah.
Nothing, really.
I mean, the Cubs probably could have played.
It's disappointing.
But they're more than happy now to just say, roll it into a seven-inning doubleheader.
See, it didn't rain out by me out south until like 8:15.
Yeah.
So, like, you get an hour in, but you still got to go through the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe up north, maybe it was different. I don't know.
I'm telling you, with seven-inning doubleheaders, they're much more willing to say, tomorrow looks good, fine. Dodgers don't have to make a special trip back. We'll play two tomorrow. Play the last game on Wednesday.
Let's play two.
We're good to go. And we're playing seven-inning doubleheaders.
Ernie's happy.
Yeah. That's all right.
Ernie is happy.
Billy Williams is happy.
Billy's happy. Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Ernie, Billy, they're all happy.
Ernie, Billy, Bert, everybody's
Joey,
happy.
Joey, Timmy.
Chuck. Don't forget about Chuck.
This guy over here.
What did I say wrong? What did
he say?
I thought you were funny.
He just makes me laugh.
He makes everybody laugh.
It feels like every single guy is going to be in the league tonight wearing a yarmulke playing.
It happens, man. John Lowenstein. He was shooting all over the place.
I'm getting texts from guys. That guy's not Jewish. That guy might be.
Here comes Friedman.
Do we get a Gabe Kapler
mention?
That guy
might be. Kapler's playing. You didn't know that? He's leaving the dugout in San Francisco.
Sandy Koufax is coming back. Sandy's alive. You don't need the ghost.
Oh, is he still kicking?
Sandy's still kicking, right?
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Cap, it's all, you know, it's all jokes. That's all.
He's at the beach.
Very funny.
You'd rather have that than me saying that you're going to fail today.
Exactly.
I'm better off doing that.
Yeah. Danny's got me failing.
Yeah, well,
you're not going to fail.
Because he knows you.
It is hard to get down for those ground balls.
Not as easy as it used to be.
No.
Try putting a tee in the ground.
I almost fainted trying to put a tee in the ground.
That's sad.
That whole thing where you're bending over and you lose consciousness.
Oh.
I've been there. Oh, man.
Timber, I felt like a mighty redwood going down.
God.
That's why Top Golf is so good. The ball pops up for
right
you.
On there for you.
Right there.
Man,
it could be easier.
Yerk, you know, man. All of a sudden now, it turns black for like 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You've been
Timber.
The stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there.
It's like, wait, am I having some sort of like concussion flashback?
Forget about that. Try climbing that. Hey, try climbing out of sand trap.
Yeah, I know.
I found myself crawling out one day.
Like,
says, where am I? Iwo Jima? What the hell's going on here?
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable.
I almost went backwards in there one time. I had to jump back in.
I'm telling you.
Good heavens.
Oh, man.
No fun getting old. All you young kids out there.
Thank you, Stoney. Appreciate that.
None worse than thinking I could get out. You know, I'm getting out and I'm driving on that leg and I hear, pop, 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 Timber! Stop, drop, and roll. It's not just a way to avoid fires, guys.
That's right.
It's a way to avoid injury.
You're going to be fine, buddy. As I tell you, it's a slip of the grass. Give yourself some time to get it over there.
Oh, yeah.
Just take your time.
But just in front of the lip so it doesn't hit the lip.
Right.
Pop up.
You don't want goofy hops right at
the lip. It's okay to bounce it over, too, you know? There's no pride in baseball.
Second base. I better be able to
say second base. He's not playing third.
Accuracy. He might have a Steve Sachs thing going
on. No.
Oh, boy.
Might have a mental block already. Chucky Knoblock.
No, it'll be fine.
Oh, Steve Sachs.
Yeah.
From him as a White Sox.
Oh, my God.
They had to put him in left field.
Yeah. Well, Knoblock, I mean.
Make the longer throw.
Oh, man.
Knoblock both.
I mean, think about that.
Rick Ankiel.
Ankiel is another one.
That was an award-winning second baseman with the Dodgers.
Yes.
Had his baseball card, Steve Sachs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Great baseball name, Steve Sachs. And then got the yips.
Same with Knoblock. He was terrific.
Named after a musical instrument.
They started throwing it in the stands.
Doug Flutie, named after a musical instrument.
Oh, we can do this all day in the back of the car.
Non-stop.
Oh, I like that.
We just keep is there an oboe out there?
Is there an oboe? Give me an oboe.
I can't think of an oboe.
There's a sax.
We've got an ore, but not an oboe.
We got an ore.
I like that.
Names with sports
Ken
names.
Block. Ken
with
Block.
With music.
Yeah.
Andre Drummond.
You like that one?
Drum.
How about that, Randy?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
How about Tony Accardo having great grandkids?
The accordion.
Kumaro.
The accordion.
The Bosa brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoodie said...
That's right.
I'll let Hoodie tell you.
No, you please.
How they got into the Pro Bowl.
You're going to move out of the way, right? So this guy can get to the quarterback. How you guys doing?
You're going to get out of the way.
You're going to get out of the way, right?
So great.
You're going to part the Red Sea for my guy to get in there.
How about Rodgers is pissed off that they clipped Kumaro?
He had one target
Jay
this Kumaro? Year.
Yeah, but he's one of his favorite guys.
But he did have a little bit more production up there with Rodgers, didn't
he? He did.
Yeah. He only caught one pass last season.
Right.
Rodgers was pissed they cut Jay Kumaro.
That's the
not
story
a happy
this morning.
Camp. Remember when Eric Kumaro came to the studio?
I do. I remember catching
him.
Eric
came
Kumaro.
Up. Danny they came was downstairs. Saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
He came in. I played with Eric in Miami in 1990.
Yeah.
So I was on the practice squad. He was on the regular roster, of course. And, good teammate. We had a good time, party. He went out with a girl from Eastern Illinois. Her name was Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bartender at Jerry's Pizza. So there's some big hulking creature sitting there. We're going to go in and play some billiards. And, he was the Sun-Times Player of the Year circa 1983.
Oak Park River Forest, right?
Yep, that's exactly it. And I go up there. I said, I'm going to go say hello. I recognize who he is. I'm going to go say hello. Welcome to the university. Make him feel at home. If he wants to have some cocktails and play some billiards, feel free to come on by. But he was just visiting. He was there for her, and that's all it was. I think he ended up marrying her, if I'm not mistaken. And then Kumaro's sister
married Bosa,
John Bosa.
Right?
Yeah. And John Bosa was a teammate of mine in Miami, too.
Right, exactly.
So I saw that whole thing starting to develop back in the day.
How about that?
Little did I know.
Front row seat.
Little did I know the fruits of those loins were going to be impact players in the NFL.
I'll tell you, the fruits of those loins are pretty good. Those are good loins.
Yeah.
Those boys can play.
Yeah, I saw that in its infancy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, in the courtship. In the courtship process. Not of Eddie's father.
I was going to say.
I was just waiting for that.
Eddie's father liked to gamble.
Eddie's father. I was waiting for the Eddie father. I was waiting for it. Look at my granddad over here.
I mean, really, what are you wearing?
Where are you going, Grandpa?
Look at the fanny pack.
Oh, he's got the fanny pack.
The fanny pack. All he's missing is the Zubaz and the Gold's Gym shirt.
That's right. Somebody's got to keep the late 80s, early 90s alive.
You know what? I'm comfortable with myself. It makes it a lot easier walking from the car.
I am sure you are comfortable with yourself.
I love it.
Guess who bought it for me?
The kids are wearing backpacks.
Danny.
Yeah, but I mean.
No. Hoodie buddy.
The fanny pack.
But the kids, I see the fanny pack. What I'm saying is the kids are doing backpacks nowadays.
Yeah.
So they love backpacks.
What do I want to drag a backpack for?
I carry a backpack still.
Carm carries the backpack.
Every day I bring it in. So you get your computer, your stuff
for work
in there.
I carry a valise. I'm a fan of the valise.
Yurko carries
a valise.
It's a valise.
Yes.
This is a nice little valise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not leather. It's not a briefcase.
Right, right.
I'm a little more old school.
Yeah.
A little more madman than you guys are.
Nothing wrong with it.
I can't carry my little.
Well, he's got something very similar.
He's got a same
put a suit jacket
thing.
In that thing. I mean, that's how nice that is.
Remember the old briefcase, though? Carrying the old briefcase.
Remember Harry had the leather one from Wilson football?
Harry had a leather one.
He had two Snickers in there.
Yeah.
Two Snickers
like
and.
Kramer.
Like stats.
Yeah.
Some stats he wanted for the day.
He had like a magazine about fantasy football and then like snacks.
Yeah.
That's what he's carrying.
Topic.
Right. Yeah, Chet had
Chet always
had a Halliburton.
Oh, yeah.
And then Harry had handcuffs from his wrist to the to the briefcase handle.
Yeah, just in case.
He didn't want nobody taking it from him.
My late mother took us down on the train to see my dad. I was like 7 years old. We got off the train at like 5 o'clock, and here's all these people rushing to the train. And I said, they're all in the wingtip shoes with the briefcase with the leather handle with the hat on. I'm like, never. I could never be one of them.
Trench coats, yeah.
At that age, I knew.
Yeah.
I have ADD.
That's not going to be me.
No chance.
No, not me.
You down with ADD?
Yes, you know me.
That's right. Do you take medication or no?
I do not take medication.
Why not, man? That stuff is great.
I self-medicate.
Why not, man?
It's called Pappy 20 Year.
That medication is fantastic.
Self-medicate.
Call it edible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
Go. Why not, man? That's what I say.
Adderall, man.
More out.
Double up on the Adderall. Just make sure you stay hydrated.
Stop it.
What? Please, stop. Whoa, now all of a sudden we're saints, huh? We're smoking weed and dealing hash.
To tell him to double up on the
Adderall. And now all of a sudden, boom, we can't talk about nothing. You guys are mainlining balloons of smack in the garage on the sixth floor.
I'm not doing
now,
that.
Now all of a sudden, we can't talk about doubling up on Addies.
He's angels.
We're all angels now. Hold on.
I got a couple of tinctures for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some gummies, man. Them gummies are good.
You might want to share.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any with me.
I'll meet you at the tollway.
I'll bring you in, man, but I'd say take a half, man. They're powerful.
Potent.
They'll knock you out, man. Make you feel good.
Never had one.
No?
Sure.
You might want one.
Yeah. I would mind.
He's gone from hash to Maine.
Unbelievable.
All types of silliness here, man.
Yeah.
Quaaludes. So, we don't have any more Quaaludes.
No.
All right, we're out of your
How
way.
How about some PCP?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
About sniffing some Anacin. That's what I do, pal. That's what gets me through the morning.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Have fun at baseball.
Yurko, kick us out, buddy.
Get the hell out of
don't
Dutch.
Don't tear anything.
All right, there's no reason for that.
Have a great pre-game, post-game show.
And you have a great game.
Thanks,
remember,
buddy.
Lip of the grass, please.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, I just got a text. We are not on that game manager app, so.
No.
Sorry, Danny.
All right, Randy.
Danny's bummed.
Can't make fun of me. He still will anyway.
Yes,
all right,
he will.
We'll see you tomorrow. Carmen Yurko next.
Hey, guys. Jericho, playing 10 years in the league, created some battle wounds on this body, but I feel it every day. Aches and pains and discomfort and headaches, and it's driving me absolutely crazy sometimes. Won't go away. What I've been looking for is something to help ease that pain in a safe and reliable way. Recently, I was introduced to Delta 8x3 Chi, and it's exactly what the good kid needed. The effects for me were instant. I was finally able to diminish the pain. My friends at 3Chi, that's the number 3 CHI, are the leaders in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. They invented a way to make the first federally legal Delta 8 THC in the world. Delta 8 is the perfect substitute for anybody using Delta 9 who want those same great feelings but without the negative side effects. Take my advice. Go to 3Chi.com, that's the number 3 CHI.com. To shop for Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils. Let me tell you, the gummies are phenomenal. Use code ESPN21 at checkout to receive 5% off your order. That's ESPN21. You must be 21 or older to purchase.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Dreary, gloomy. That's this morning. Also, the way I felt last night as a White Sox fan, it's almost rare when you're caught off guard suddenly by big breaking news these days because we live in a very small world filled with social media and Instagram and Twitter alerts and things like that. But I didn't know about Luis Robert until I heard Waddle and Sylvie play the general manager, Rick Hahn, talking about it yesterday. And my stomach dropped. You know, I'm thinking, oh, my God. X-rays were negative 2 days ago. Hey, you did a 10-day IL. He should be okay.
You need an MRI.
So he's okay. But then you got to get the MRI.
Yeah.
And the MRI revealed something much worse.
Oh, yeah.
And this was Rick Hahn.
Luis was examined today at Rush Medical Center by lead team physician Nick Verma. A scan showed a grade 3 strain of his hip flexor, which, as you know, represents a complete tear. There's going to need to be further consultation in the coming days with some specialists in the field to determine what precisely will be the next steps. Those options include surgical repair if, in fact, the tear has affected the tendon's attachment to the bone, or a rehabilitation process in which natural healing would take place without surgical intervention if, in fact, the tear is to the muscle as opposed to the attachment between the tendon and the bone. Either way, coincidentally, the timeline is the same, whether there's surgical intervention or rest and rehabilitation. Luis will not resume baseball activities for 12 to 16 weeks. Again, we won't know a timeline until after whatever next steps are determined, but I think it's safe to say in terms of projecting his possible return, it's one too soon to know, and quite frankly, we're not going to be able to provide you with an educated projection of that for another 12 weeks or so as we see how he progresses.
Gut punch. And 12 weeks from now, if you know it's not getting better or surgery is required, then you can definitely cancel the season. There's probably a very small likelihood of return this season anyway when you hear a 12 to 6 week timeline. Just to, you know, before you can even return to baseball activity. I mean, that's 4 months, and it's terrible. It's a gut punch, and I find myself just putting my head down, shaking it. You're going, you got to be kidding. An outfield that was supposed to feature Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, and then a combination platoon of the two Adams, Adam Engel and Adam Eaton, is down to Adam Eaton. Adam Engel lost in all this, and it's not as significant news or as big a news. Adam Engel had a setback.
A setback for Engel, too.
Yes. He is starting over. He's at least 3 weeks or a month out at this point.
So what are Rick Hahn's plans here as he moves forward?
And that is a wonderful question, because your outfield that was supposed to be those four that I just mentioned is down to...
One. Only Eaton.
Adam Eaton.
That's it.
Micker Adolfo to the rescue. I can only hope. I don't know. It's
Adolfo. We're waiting for Adolfo.
We're waiting for Micker Adolfo, who at times has been somewhat of an intriguing prospect, and in times has been a guy who can't stay on the field and be healthy and has some major holes in his game.
Dare I say it's time to make a move, Karn?
I think you start making calls if you're Rick Hahn. Yes.
Now you're making phone calls.
And it's unlikely that a trade happens in May.
Out of a position of weakness.
But yes, at this point, if I'm Rick Hahn, I am without question making phone calls. Though, because to think that you can simply replace with Micker Adolfo or anybody else in your system what you've lost in your outfield now is far-fetched, to say the least. You've just lost your best outfielder. You've lost the player on your team that is second in OPS plus, second in total bases, and second in WAR. That's what you just lost. A player only getting better. Your one true five tool player is now gone in all likelihood.
I got a guy up north here.
Yeah,
that usually plays third base, but is very, very good at also coming into the outfield and having a little bit of fun with you.
You can play left. The problem is you need a center fielder, but yeah, you can play left absolutely. And
Chris Bryant's his name. And he's not going to cost you everything, but he's going to cost you a lot.
If I'm the White Sox, I'm definitely calling the Cubs.
Leads the league in homers, kid.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
He leads the league in slugging.
Yeah,
He leads the league in OPS plus.
Yeah, yeah, all of it, Carm.
He leads the league in doubles.
But we are going to take your minor league system, and we will decimate it on the north side.
Well, there's a few guys that I'd say the Cubs can't have.
We want Araya. What's his name? I'm trying to think of all the guys the Cubs lost to everybody.
Gleyber Torres, Eloy Jimenez.
There it is, Gleyber Torres. That's the guy.
I don't like using the word untouchable because I think that's a word that is thrown around by fan bases far too liberally, I guess you'd say. There are like three untouchable players in baseball, not on your team. Right. There are like three in baseball.
In all baseball. Mike Trout's one of them.
I'd say Trout,
Tatis,
Soto,
Tatis.
Yeah. Maybe Acuna, maybe Tatis. Four. Unfortunately for the White Sox, they viewed Tatis very tradable. Even there are probably three to five untradeable players in baseball.
DeGrom now.
DeGrom's up there, Soto for sure, Trout, Acuna, maybe Tatis. That's about it. That's it. There's not five on your team. There's not five in your system. There was a time when Cubs fans said you can't trade Javi Baez for Jacob DeGrom. Pure silliness.
Yeah, that was silliness.
So I don't like using that term.
So you don't have an untouchable player. Everybody will be available to get Chris Bryant.
I don't think they really exist. Would I trade Michael Kopech? I would not. Right. Would I trade Michael Vaughn? I would not. Would I trade Garrett Crochet?
Michael Vaughn. I thought it was Andrew
Vaughn. Excuse me. Would I trade Garrett Crochet? Yes, I would.
What if we acquired the wrong Vaughn? We acquired Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
Instead of Andrew Vaughn. You'd be willing to trade Carm for the South Side. Meller?
Would you trade Garrett Crochet for Chris Bryant?
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
That wouldn't be enough, but
that's your start.
That's a great start.
That's your big prospect that would go.
Right.
Because I don't think they're going to trade Andrew Vaughn or Michael.
I would consider Crochet for one half season or whatever it is, I guess, four months.
2/3 of the season is what we call that in the industry.
Like, that's what you're talking about.
It's a blow. It's a huge blow.
It's a big blow.
But the offense is still
catastrophic
good. And I think internally, listen, I this may not be appealing. Like, it may not sound appealing, but I think the way the White Sox handle this, at least for a month or two, is get ready to have Billy Hamilton play center field.
Oh, God.
He's a five-time finalist as a Gold Glove center fielder. He's won a Gold Glove.
I was an NFL player before. It doesn't mean anything now.
He's a guy who you have on your roster who defensively, if he's up to what he was as recently as 2019, I think there's a good chance he could step in and play an excellent defense for you.
All right.
And Andrew Vaughn needs to get more regular at-bats in left field.
I would think he should be playing all the time.
You're going to need to replace Luis Robert's offense, especially if Billy Hamilton is going to be your replacement. Because there's no need for me to panic. The White Sox right now are a game and a half back of the Royals. Are you fearful of the Royals, Carm?
No. I mean, Jesse Rogers says we should be, I'm not.
They're
good.
They're better. They're on the come.
The
sure.
Royals.
You're a game and a half back of them.
Yeah.
The Indians have nobody in their lineup who can hit outside of Jose Ramirez.
Nobody.
The Twins are scuffling along right now.
Although I do think they'll get better.
Sure.
They're going to be the team you
but
fear.
But guess what? You know what? They're behind the eight ball right now.
Yeah, they're like, what? Four games out?
They're struggling. There's no reason the White Sox need to make any moves right now. They don't need to trade their prospect capital for Chris Bryant.
But I would set the groundwork, I guess, right? I'd start at least the conversations just to see. Like, if I'm Rick Hahn, I'm absolutely calling just to kind of see what teams want, what teams are looking. Do you call Miami about Starling Marte? Do you call the Cubs about Chris Bryant? These guys that are on expiring deals. I absolutely would. Let's see if Andrew Vaughn could truly replace. The problem is you've lost two big bats from your lineup.
Yeah, but you know what?
You've already
replaced one with Yermín Mercedes. Yeah, if you think Eloy would have done anything better than what Mercedes gave you in the first month, you're dreaming.
He would not. Ah, the guy's the player of the month, for crying out loud.
That's what I'm saying. Like they've already replaced
Eloy. Can he replicate that now? Or
month,
is this
over
one
month.
Big? Is he coming down? Is he skiing down the Matterhorn as we speak?
That's
you know
fair.
What I'm
That's a fair question.
And what does the bottom look like with Mercedes?
Andrew Vaughn better get some run here, and I mean every day. There's no reason for Andrew Vaughn to not be playing every day. There's no reason to be sitting him against righties. There's not. I mean, like,
Rick on and ask him.
It's time. I'm going to steal Cap's line. Like, it's go time. You've been unfortunately decimated by injury here already, and it's go time. There's no time to mess around. Let him play. Let him see if he can hit. It might be an adventure in left field, especially without Angle coming back. You probably don't have a better option. Don't we assume Micker Adolfo has to come up and
maybe,
play?
But like,
or does that send Vaughn right back down? Is that you don't want to do that?
But what the reason I like the idea of Hamilton playing center field is because the strength of the team right now is they have the best starting rotation in the American League, 1 through 5. And by the way, the sixth is Michael Kopech. Their rotation is the best in the American League. So you know what? Put a good defensive center fielder out there and let them play to their strength. And you know what? Now, Tony La Russa, he's under the microscope a little bit more than he already was.
What happens come the seventh inning and you're down 2 runs and Billy Hamilton's spot comes up, though?
What?
I mean, he's out, right?
You know what? I don't know. Let's see how Tony La Russa plays it. Is he going to continue to look for a single? I don't know. I don't know, Carm. But it'll be easier.
You have a more positive outlook, Meller. I'm impressed.
Because they have pitching. It's not like they're reliant on. Look at their run differential. They're one of the better teams in baseball.
I think it was. Well, through the weekend, it was the best in the American
I think someone
League.
Passed them in the AL. I think
somebody had a big game.
Let's see.
All I know, maybe there's a reason why Chris Bryant
did
was penciled
Red
in to play
Sox
center. Was Chris Bryant penciled in to play center the other day?
The Astros passed him.
The Astros did. They're second. Thank you, Mellor. The Astros passed him in differential.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was Bryant penciled in to play center the other day?
I don't know.
He was.
That. Was he?
He was penciled in to play center. Interesting.
Not much of a center fielder. I don't know.
Well, you don't know. How do you know? Some guys are just natural athletes. See the crack of the bat and know where that ball's going to be.
The old expression in baseball always was, you know, when you lose a bat, you go out and you add an arm. You lose an arm, you go out and you add a bat. They do have great pitching. Do they try to add a pitcher somewhere else instead of trying to just replicate Aloy and
you got one of
and Robert's offense, although Mellor does make the point that Yermin is kind of picked up you know, right where you'd think Aloy would have left off. And then some. I mean, his first month was tremendous.
You've got one of the better long relief guys out there, Mike Kopech.
You've got, right now, you've
long
got
relief.
The ultimate ace in the hole. You got one of the great ones.
Right title, long right, relief
so
guy.
What should the White Sox do? White Sox fans, how would you handle this? Do you start calling other teams? Do you ride it out? Do you let some sort of combination of Adolfo and Billy Hamilton man center field for you? 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Jeff Passan had thoughts in his column about the White Sox. I'll read you some of that coming up. How would you like to see Rick Hahn attack this problem as two-thirds of their starting outfield is now gone for the overwhelming majority of 2021? 312-332-ESPN. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
White Sox back in action with a 5 o'clock pregame. Hoodie's doing pre and post today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be truncated. We'll be off at 11 because they play in Cincinnati. Early game tonight at 5:40, so Waddle and Sylvie will be truncated. And then Mellor's got pre- and post-duties all weekend because Connor's doing the games this week. Len will be on TV with Benetti. We are your home for White Sox baseball. How are they going to rally around one another and deal with the loss of Luis Robert, which in all likelihood is going to be the rest of the year? Boy, Will Carroll had a real ominous tweet. I don't know if people follow Will Carroll. He's kind of a sports injury expert on Twitter, and I mean, it was like Merkin forwarded it to me last night. He said, look
what,
at this.
What did he have? What did Will Ferrell have to
Will
say?
Will Ferrell. Will Carroll.
Will Carroll. Him, too.
What's Will Carroll's Twitter handle, guys? It's like,
here, I can read it to you.
Yeah, you got it, Merk. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Will Carroll. It says, I'm not saying that Robert can't recover or that this or that his career is over. Just merely looking for more info and sharing it. Tommy John didn't know he could come back when he had his elbow reconstructed.
Oh, I love it. He's like, I'm not saying that it's gross. I don't think so. And, you know, this is not the Bo Jackson injury. I've seen some people wondering.
Yeah, necrosis.
Yurko could probably talk about this better. You know, what did in Bo was, you know, playing football, first of all. And what happened was, I went and I looked it up just so we kind of had it right.
Something navicular,
Jackson,
something or another.
Jackson had dislocated his hip, which popped back into place after he rolled over onto it. But this damaged the blood supply
to the bone,
to the hip joint.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed with avascular necrosis. Actually the same injury that Tua suffered.
Right.
Tagovailoa. Avascular necrosis is, as Yurko just said, the death of bone tissue due to interruption of blood supply.
Right. This is a muscular issue.
Bo had to have the hip replaced,
if
you remember. I mean, this was much more devastating of an injury. Much more devastating.
This is a muscular injury.
Correct.
And depending on how high the tear, the avulsion is, I mean, I think, was there an avulsion? I don't know.
It was a grade 3 strain, which is the complete tear of that flexor.
Complete tear of the hip flexor. The hip flexor.
Yeah.
And the hip flexor is, I don't know, a series of muscles as they tie in up there, I believe. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough injury to come to bounce back from, but I believe you can bounce back. It's a muscular
when
injury.
When he's 23.
It's not a tendon issue. You know,
not a tendon issue.
Yeah, not a tendon issue.
What is the hip flexor? That's not a tendon. I don't know.
The hip flexor is a muscle that attaches up here.
Okay, so
it's
that's
on your thighs. Thigh comes up here.
Yeah,
and then goes underneath you and attaches in your girdle.
Okay. Oh,
your girdle part. Yeah,
I didn't even know I had a girdle.
You do got a girdle.
Did you guys know
your hip bones?
Sure,
they call girdle.
Is that
your hip bones or your girdle?
I don't think I knew
your skeletal girdle. That's what they call it, your skeletal girdle.
Hey, I didn't even know. Karen, before you go to the calls, Jesse just jumped on. The Cubs have a ton of injuries that they just updated.
They just announced injuries?
So let's put Jesse on real
quick. All right, Corona hotline. Let's add to Jesse. I saw Matt Duffy warming up and left. What's up, Jess?
Yeah, he may have to pitch or play center at this point. Jake Arrieta to the injured list. He cut his thumb before his last start. Was terrible in his last one, so he's going to the injured list. Nico Horner, who collided with Ian Happ recently, he's going to the injured list with a forearm strain. Dan Winkler, one of the relievers, right triceps. What's interesting is Happ is not going on the IL, so I would assume he's available today. David Ross is going to talk soon, but those two collided. Happ looked like got the worst of it, but it's Nico Horner going to the injured list. So things not good, especially in that rotation. Arrieta was the only one going well. He went bad last start because of this right thumb cut. So, you know, they've got some problems in the rotation for sure, guys.
Have the White Sox called up there yet and just said, hey, man, what are you thinking about Chris Bryant?
Well, I don't think that's a great, you know, talk radio one. But I actually do think it might come back around to Jock Peterson. I know he's not a center fielder. But remember, Nico Horner wasn't supposed to make this team. He didn't out of camp. Now he's here. They have some extra bodies. Peterson would be the easier deal. It wouldn't cost much for the White Sox. Bryant's going to be a bigger deal. We know that. And I know Peterson doesn't play center, like I said, but I think the Sox need hitters, right? And so don't discount that. They liked him before. He's off to a bad start, yes. It wouldn't cost much. The Bryant thing would be a much bigger deal, and I don't think it would happen. Now, however, I will say this. If the Cubs are blown away at any point, I don't care if it's May, June, or July, they will listen. They will listen. I just don't know if Rick Hahn's ready to give up, you know, Kopech or someone like that for Chris Bryant.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd give up Kopech, but we can talk about some other things. All right, Jess, we'll talk to you later in the week. Thank you for the update.
You got it. Take care.
See you, buddy. A lot of injuries.
Thanks, Jess.
A lot of injuries. Jake Arrieta, Nico Horner. Who else did he say?
Dan Winkler.
Onto the injured list for the
Arrieta, Winkler. And then the guy that got in the crash with Ian Happ.
Jesse's fueled, as always, by the Pride Stores. My guys, not your typical convenience store. Check out one of their 15 Chicagoland locations today. They've got everything for you. You will not be disappointed. Patrick's in Highland on ESPN 1000. What up, Patrick?
Not too much, fellas. Jerko, congratulations on 20 years. I can't wait to see you at Finnegan's Pub and Dyer and buy a cocktail.
You know, I'll be out there, my friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As far as the White Sox go, though, I can't imagine why they would try to make any moves. You got Moncada and Abreu both not hitting at all, and you got your bullpen, who's supposedly one of the best in the game, blowing saves on much too regular of a basis. So I feel like they could piecemeal this together and still come away somewhat successful, and hopefully you get at least Eloy or Robert back.
Yeah, Moncada's turned a corner, which is good, Patrick. Maybe Abreu follows suit. Moncada's been much better after kind of a horrific two-week start or so to the season. He's been much better. They need Abreu to kind of come out of it a little bit. He probably will. I mean, he's Jose Abreu.
Your MVP.
Yeah, he is. You know, he'll hit. He will. And he's still driven in runs. It's like, you know.
See, you're laying out all the reasons why you don't have to panic.
Right.
But
you're right.
Eloy's not coming back till September 1.
Do you know?
His timeline hasn't increased.
Well, no, you're right. But and even that's not a lock.
Yeah.
It's a sickening feeling, I think. I know as a fan, I'm just like, it is a sickening feeling. But I know what you're saying, Meller, and they're probably taking a step back and collecting themselves today saying, we are still really good. You know, like this is what Passan wrote, too, along the, you know, to Meller's point almost. Passan wrote this: the White Sox should be in first, even with Luis Robert's scary-looking hip flexor suffered Sunday, even with Eloy Jimenez on the shelf, even with Yasmani Grandal and Jose Abreu struggling. They're incredibly talented, and it's a team that warrants better managing than it's gotten. One could forgive Tony La Russa for a difficult transition back to the dugout. He was away for 10 years. Yet at some point, the excuses get tired. And with some of La Russa's maneuvering, one can understand why the patience in some parts of the White Sox clubhouse is growing thin. And he goes on to document a few of the things that we've talked about here, specifically the Seattle and what was the game last week? Who were they playing? The debacle against
the Billy
Detroit.
Hamilton.
The Billy Hamilton game against Detroit. We've documented those couple of games. But Passan's overall theme is kind of the same. Even with these devastating injuries, they're talented enough to still win this division. It is a good talking point. It's flat out going to be harder, if you ask me, losing the players that they've lost. Robert's their true special five-tool talent. If they've got one of them, it's him. And he was playing really well. You know, he was making the adjustment. He looked like a more disciplined hitter. And it's
so you give it to the end of May. You weather the storm. If you're no worse the wear, you continue on. That's the way it's got to be. You don't need to make an addition if you're no worse for wear. That's it. That's the philosophy.
Got to imagine.
Forge ahead.
Got to imagine Kansas City comes back down to earth a little bit, too. I got to imagine.
Well, we'll see. You would hope so. And you hope nobody else gets hot in the division.
Yeah. Minnesota probably still at some point. Like, they're probably good enough to kind of hang around. 312-332-ESPN. More of your phone calls on this situation. How the White Sox should handle it. Are you not panicking? We'll discuss with you coming up next. This hour is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Watch us today and every day on Twitch, twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app. Always broadcasting live from the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios. Tom's in Bourbonnais on ESPN 1000 talking Sox. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I want to congratulate Yurko on 20 years at the station. I really enjoy listening to him.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. I want to make two quick points. I think you got to look at where this team's at. In their process of success, their window's not closing. It's not like they got it's this year or next year, and then they see that it's going to close. I mean, Rick Hahn's got to see that this team's built, you know, for you know, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years of success, maybe even more. And you make your decision based on that. I mean, you look at teams like Tampa Bay and Oakland that have a ton of success with far less than what we have. And the last thing I'm going to say is. I mean, all things considered, you know, this season hasn't gone great. I mean, you look at our defense. I mean, Anderson's been out. Grandal's not hitting. You got to think Abreu is going to heat up here pretty soon. And all things considered, we're whatever three games ahead above 500, and you know, chasing the Royals in a division that's shown itself to be very winnable.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think you ride it out. You try to scrap. You know, hopefully Engel comes back in 3 weeks or whatever, and, you know, add some production. Maybe they give Vaughn more playing time. And then, you know, you scrap it out, and then you squeak into the playoffs and hope that maybe either Eloy, one of the two, comes back for the playoffs. And then, you know what, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out this year, you didn't mortgage the future, and you still got a bright group.
Tom, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's why I wouldn't be interested in trading Vaughn or Kopech. I don't think you have to get that desperate. I really don't. I think Kershaw's kind of interesting. Maybe, you know, you're selling when he's not even – his stock's probably not as high as it was last September. You know, it's not. So maybe you're kind of selling while there's still a lot of upside. But, you know,
Two scenarios. You go 12-8. Everything's fine.
And you're still kind of where you are. You're a couple games above and, yeah.
You go 12-8, you're fine.
Yeah.
What if you go 7-13 in the next 20?
Yeah, that would be then it might be a little bit more panicky, you know. Then maybe, but I still wouldn't do anything silly and get carried away and you know think about moving off of. Like I said, the couple guys that I think
the way you
that
play,
I would circle right. are Vaughn and
the way you play, the way
I'd
you
like
respond. You know, the way that you play, the way the team responds, the way hopefully the bullpen steps up,
yeah.
and maybe becomes just a little bit better. Could dictate what you have to or what you don't have to do.
It hasn't been...
To ride the storm out.
It hasn't been a perfect season. I mean, like Tom was saying, we've made the point plenty.
They never are.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when they look perfect, they never are.
There's been a lot of sloppiness. Like, they've had a lot of sloppy defense and mental errors, and the managers cost them a couple of games, and the bullpen has been a little bit more susceptible than we thought. And Abreu's not hitting, and Grandal has been flat out terrible. Let's face it. There's really no other way to describe it. They're like, you know, the injuries, and they're still sitting there with the second best run differential in the American League behind only Houston, as we told you, at plus 28. They're a game behind the Kansas City Royals, who I don't think will stay in first place by June 1. I would imagine that the Royals have kind of come back a little bit from their 16-11 start. So, like, with a lot that has already gone wrong, it's almost like everything that could have gone wrong has, and they're still 15-12. And they're a plus 28 in run difference.
15-12, and as Passan pointed out, a lot of people critical of La Russa's managing, feeling like he cost the White Sox at least 3 wins.
At least two, I think.
I'm saying a lot of people are saying 3, whatever. Yeah. So they're in a spot now where, you know what, the way I look at it, Tony La Russa, upon re-entering the game, the honeymoon period's over. Not even that it was a honeymoon period, but listen, he needs to manage a little bit better now. You know, and whether that's maybe he needs Ethan Katz to be a little more willing to speak up, because it's got to be intimidating for Katz, who's 37 and his first career job as a pitching coach
in the big leagues.
You know, and he's got to be the guy to tap the Hall of Fame manager on the shoulder and say, "Hey, I think we got to get him out of here." I honestly think that Dave Duncan, having been next to Tony La Russa for as long as he was, the guy who handled the pitching staff,
yeah.
I think this is an adjustment period, and I hope that Ethan Katz can grow into it and say, "I got to be a little bit more vocal, because we can't keep having what's happening with the bullpen and the pitching staff."
Somebody in the organization should be telling Ethan Katz that, you know, like, "Hey, we need
Listen,
you.
This is easier said than done.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, he's 37. It's his first job as a pitching coach.
Somebody's got to get a hold of him and be like, you've got to handle some of these situations. If Tony's slow,
you got to step on toes sometimes.
Yeah, you got to press him a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why you are here.
If Tony's nodding off, which might be happening there, Tony's nodding off, somebody, you know, drop a firecracker, you know, just light one and just let him off, pack a firecracker. Whoa, 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 what happened?
Scare him a little bit.
Like in the Boogie Nights scene?
Yeah.
When Mark Wahlberg and they go to sell the fake cocaine to the what's his name?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, and I forget his name too.
There's firecrackers being lit off in the background. We need some of those.
What was the song that was playing? That was such a great song.
Motorin.
Yeah, sister Christian.
Yes, of course.
Look at you, Mark. Good job.
He's a big fan of Boogie Nights.
You're a big Boogie Nights fan?
I love Boogie Nights.
Sure. How have you still not seen Shawshank and you love Boogie Nights? They're
he's a fan of Roller Girl.
Who's not?
He's a fan of Roller Girl.
Heather Graham. Yes.
Yeah. Heather Thomas, Steve Austin.
That's right.
Back in the day.
Fall Guy, right?
Yeah, Fall Guy.
Burt Reynolds made his return, like, in acting.
He did kind of have a nice little comeback.
He
with
hated
that role.
His time there, too, on that set.
Did he?
Oh, he thought it was beneath him. He was not a fan of the way that movie got made.
I bet you Burt Reynolds thought a lot was beneath
him. Hey, did he ever watch Gator? Okay, maybe you should put Gator on to say, "Hey, that was probably beneath you there."
Paul Thomas Anderson has done interviews and talked about how Burt Reynolds was not really all into it the way it was playing out.
Something tells me.
He's a great actor because
his career
looked like he was in it.
Yeah,
he looked like he was in it.
All right, when we come back, we got some other stuff to talk about, including the Bulls, who have pretty much slumped to being out of playoff contention. I mean, they're not officially eliminated, but what to do now that Zach's off of the or out of the health and safety protocol, and what to do with Vucic if he's healthy enough to play. Want to discuss some of that after yet another Bulls loss last night. If you want to talk about the White Sox and you have an opinion about how they should handle this, do they just keep it as it is? Deal with it in-house, know that they're good enough even without Aloy and Robert to compete in the Central, or do they have to start thinking about going out and making a move later this summer? 312-332-3776. We'll be back in 2 minutes.